There has been a lot of energy news in the first few weeks of the Trump administration, from cabinet picks to environmental regulations. Here to talk about some of it is our Inside Energy reporter, Lee Patterson, joining us from Denver. Hi, Lee.
Hey there, Caroline.
So we have a lot to talk about. Let's start with President Trump's picks for energy-related cabinet positions. There are a handful of them. So where is Congress in that confirmation process?
Yeah, so there are a couple of different energy-related cabinet positions. There's Rick Perry. He's the nominee for Department of Energy, and he's the former governor of Texas. Then we have up for head of Interior, Interior Secretary, that's Ryan Zinke. He's a Republican congressman from Montana. And Interior is important. That agency manages millions of acres of federal land and, of course, all of the natural resources on those lands. So this is a big one for Western states. And then, of course, another important position is the head of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And President Trump's pick to head up that agency is Scott Pruitt. He is Oklahoma's attorney general. That agency, of course, is tasked with protecting human health and the environment. And that includes implementing regulations that President Trump has said he wants to repeal, like the Clean Power Plan. So some Democrats have been boycotting hearings for these three nominees. They've kind of been slowing down the process. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso is head of the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. He called these boycotts political theater. This week he told reporters that a newly elected president has a right to their cabinet. So all three did actually make it through committee, but they haven't been put up for a full Senate vote yet. They are widely expected to be confirmed.
And the new Secretary of State also has energy connections as well, Rex Tillerson.
Yes, he does. Rex Tillerson was the former CEO of ExxonMobil. He had been with the company for, 40 years. Environmental groups like the Sierra Club and 350.org have come out strongly against Tillerson because of these ties to the oil industry. And some lawmakers in Washington are concerned about his business dealings in Russia when he was with Exxon. But Rex Tillerson was confirmed and then formally sworn in as the Secretary of State on Wednesday night. And during that ceremony, President Trump said that Tillerson had led Exxon, quote, magnificently.
So let's talk about some of the regulations and policies that were on the chopping block this week.
Sure. So let's start with the Stream Protection Rule. Congress voted to repeal this Obama-era regulation. It's called the Stream Protection Rule, and it's meant to reduce the impact of coal mining on streams and waterways. So basically, the rule would have created a sort of buffer to restrict mining operations within a certain distance from those bodies of water, from streams and waterways. Wyoming's congressional delegation has long opposed the rule, saying it was essentially designed to put the coal industry out of business. And Wyoming state regulators also said that the rule really wasn't designed for the arid climate of the West. So this week, both the House and Senate voted to repeal that rule. And then another important one next on that list relates to methane, the Bureau of Land Management's venting and flaring rule. So methane is a powerful greenhouse gas, and the rule was designed to reduce methane leaks from energy production on federal land. In addition to that, it would restrict flaring. And flaring is basically when producers burn off all of that extra natural gas that is produced at drilling sites. Industry had said this rule is expensive and would cost jobs. But on the flip side, all of that natural gas that's leaked or flared, that could also represent a sort of financial loss. And I think it's worth noting that the state of Colorado has its own methane regulations in place. And those were developed by a coalition of industry and environmentalists. And the federal regulations that we're talking about were actually modeled on Colorado's regulations. So this week, the House voted to reverse the rule. So Congress has essentially begun the process of scrapping it.
There was a bill in the works that would have sold off millions of acres of federal land. Can you tell me about that?
It's called the Disposal of Excess Federal Lands Act, and it was introduced in the House last month. And as you said, it would have directed the Interior Department to sell off 3 million plus acres of federal land in 10 states, including Wyoming. There was a huge backlash to this bill. There were rallies in Montana, New Mexico, and in Casper. And constituents were basically worried that these sales would end up limiting their access for activities like hunting and fishing. Congress heard those complaints, and that bill was withdrawn on Thursday.
Well, thanks so much, Lee, for your insight.
Sure thing.
That was our Inside Energy reporter, Lee Patterson. She joined us to talk about energy issues playing out in Washington and how they could affect the West.